We failed to snatch bin Laden. Unfortunately, we also failed when attempting another snatch, one that might have prevented 9/11. The ringleader of the 1993 World Trade Center attack was Ramzi Yousef, who was linked to another al-Qaeda operative, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. The FBI told the Counterterrorism Security Group that Mohammed was the uncle of Yousef, but they portrayed Yousef as the mastermind. We learned that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was located in Doha, Qatar, where he allegedly worked in the water ministry. Having spent some time in Qatar, I was not eager to allow the local police to try to arrest him. I remembered them as a comedy act. In 1991, Qatari police cars that were escorting my motorcade crashed into each other in a city with almost no traffic. Unfortunately, both the CIA and FBI claimed to have no capability to operate a covert snatch in Qatar. With no other option available, the Counterterrorism Security Group agreed to try an approach in which an FBI arrest team would go in with permission, with a small number of senior Qatari security officials accompanying them to the arrest. Despite Qatari assurances that only a few senior officials knew about the plan, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed learned of it and fled the country ahead of the FBI arrest team's arrival. We knew much less than the full story. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was not merely a bad influence on his mastermind nephew, Ramzi Yousef. It was the uncle who was the terrorist mastermind. Not only did he plan the World Trade Center attack in 1993 and the 747 plot in 1995, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was a close associate of bin Laden and al-Qaeda's chief operational leader. The role of this key al-Qaeda figure did not become clear to the CIA or FBI until after the September 11th attacks. As 1998 dawned, al-Qaeda grew stronger, thanks to a merger with Egyptian Islamic Jihad. The FBI had uncovered the role of Egyptian Sheikh Abdul Rahman in plans to commit terrorism in New York in 1993. By 1996, he was sentenced to life in prison in the United States. The blind Sheikh's son attached himself to bin Laden and promised revenge on the United States. In February 1998, Egyptian Islamic Jihad and al-Qaeda were among several groups that jointly issued a declaration of war against Egypt, the United States, and other governments. It did not come as a shock to us. We had considered ourselves at war with al-Qaeda even before we knew its name or its reach. We had been working with friendly governments for at least 3 years to identify and destroy sleeper cells in Europe, Africa, and the Middle East. We had arranged snatches of many al-Qaeda operatives. In the spring of 1998, bin Laden was indicted by Manhattan U.S. Attorney Mary Jo White's federal grand jury. The Counterterrorism Security Group wanted to add bin Laden to our list of snatched terrorists. In early 1998, we wanted to go on the offensive against al-Qaeda. We also wanted to begin a major program to protect the homeland against terrorism, whether from al-Qaeda or other groups. The events of 1998 would make it easier to persuade the Congress and the media that we needed to do both.